equal pay for equal work laws are a source of apartheid. You know, the basic source of apartheid in South Africa was the insistence by trade unions on equal pay for equal work. The women who go around today urging equal pay for equal work are being anti-feminist. They don't intend to be, but that is the effect of their policy. Because if there is any activity in which, for any reason, a male is preferable to a female, or vice versa, the only weapon the less productive sex has is to offer to work for less. And if you deny them that opportunity, you're assuring yourself that you're going to have all male jobs or all female jobs, all white jobs or all black jobs.
But aren't you also condemning them to stay that way?
Not at all. Not at all. The typical course, if you go back to American history, by taking these low-paid jobs, a great many people, not all, but a great many people were able to develop skills and activities, accumulate a little skill, a little capital, a little knowledge, improve their lot, become advance in the stage, get to a higher level of productivity, and get a higher income. That's been the typical way up the ladder for most of the people who came in here. It was a way up the ladder for my parents, for your parents or grandparents or great-grandparents, I don't know which. And that's the way in which, unfortunately, there's no way in which you can immediately propel people to the top of the ladder.
Mr. Friedman, referring to the statements that you made about women who advocate equal pay for equal work.
Gee, I thought I'd get a rise out of that sooner or later. Delighted to have it.
Yes, okay, I just would like to know if you're insinuating or perhaps, you know, point blankly saying that women and other minorities' skills are inferior to those of those now holding those jobs, and that they need to go through a period where their skills need to be improved and therefore deserve to be paid less?
No, I don't think desert has anything to do with it. First of all, I think desert is an impossible thing to decide. Who deserves what? Nobody deserves anything. Thank God we don't get what we deserve. But I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying a very different thing. I'm saying that the actual effect of requiring equal pay for equal work will be to harm women. If women's skills are higher than men's in a particular job and are recognized to be higher, the law does no good, because then they will be able to compete away and can get the same income. If their skills are less for whatever reason, maybe it isn't because it's their sex, maybe it's because they were out of the labor force, maybe it's for other reasons, and you say the only way you are able to hire them is by paying the same wage, then you're denying them the only weapon they have to fight with. If the unwillingness of the men to hire them is because the men are sexist, sexist pigs or whatever, if that's the only reason they want to hire them, nonetheless, you want to make it costly to them to exercise their prejudice. If you say to them, you have to pay the same wage no matter whether you pay hire women or men, then here's Mr. Sexist Pig. It doesn't cost him anything to hire men instead of women. However, if the women are free to compete and to say, well, now look, I'll offer my work for less, then he can only hire men if he bears a cost. If the women are really good as a man, as good as a man, then he's paying a price for discriminating. And what you are doing, not intentionally, but by misunderstanding, when you try to get equal pay for equal work laws, is what you are doing is reducing to zero the cost imposed on people who are discriminating for irrelevant reasons. And I would like to see a cost imposed on them. I'm on your side, but you're not.